This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Welcome back. Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. Martin Kilcoyne will be here at 11. But right now we have in studio a man who got an incredible honor last night. Scott Brown, the head coach of Viani, was named the National High School Coach of the Year. That is the National Federation Award. He joins us in studio. Coach, good to be with you. Congratulations. How did you hear the news?
You know, Frank, I heard it actually reading a letter from the National Federation. They sent me a letter for it, and literally I had to read through it three times to actually figure out what it was. It was not something that I was expecting. You know, I had heard back in early October that they had named me the state baseball winner for Missouri, but then had me fill some things out, and I thought that was it. And so when I got the letter, literally thought it was just simply them congratulating me on that part. And then I start reading it again, and then I realized it was a little bit bigger than that.
Wow, that is insane. 27 years this year coming up as the head coach, 18 district titles, 6 Final Fours, including a state championship last year where you went 37-2. But I love this. All-time winningest coach for both CBC and Viani. You've had some great players, but you've developed some great players. You couldn't ask for being at two better schools in terms of baseball.
They have been great. And, you know, to be at CBC when I first started out, and having some of the people around there that I learned from, I mean, Terry Mickler's still a great friend of mine that I still learn from all the time. I mean, he actually was calling me and we were texting last year when I was in the state run. But Brian Haggerty was over there, and then to take over for Steve Bees over at Viani and to really get rejuvenated in my coaching 9 years ago, you know, I couldn't have asked for more. And you're right. I mean, these two places have been great with everything they do.
48 Division I and 25 professional players, including your son, who's in the Frontier League.
He's in the Frontier League playing for the Windy City Thunderbolts.
He had a monster career at Missouri State. What were his, like, offensive numbers like?
His senior year, he had his best year and stuff. He actually sort of went around the horn and stuff. He started at Arkansas, then had a really good two-year run over Jeffco, and then played at Missouri State. And last year, I know as a senior, led the team with 14 home runs and had, I think it was 41 RBI. So it was a great year. And, you know, capped it off with having a walk-off hit in the regional down at Mississippi against St. Louis University.
And then you have Luke Mann, who was the player of the year last year. He is at Mizzou?
He's at Mizzou, and he is pitching and playing first base, third base for him.
They're going to play him at both? That doesn't happen very often.
No, it doesn't. They're going to give him a chance. I know that it was he was working hard at third base this fall. Had a good year hitting. Pitching-wise, just it was one of those things where it's such an adjustment, especially when you're trying to do both. I think he was getting a little tired. But they see some things for him on the mound, but they also see a lot of good things for him at the plate as well, too.
So ideally, what's his best path to becoming a professional?
I think that was a big question of why he didn't get drafted last year. I don't think the scouts really knew for sure. I think that they were sort of debating of whether he was a better pitcher or a better hitter. I think, you know, as good as he did for us pitching, I think that he is awful talented hitting. I think he has a lot left in the tank there, and I think he has a lot of room for growth as well, too. So I think in the end, I think hitting will probably be what takes him the farthest.
So what are you seeing in youth baseball right now that you really like, and what are you seeing that you really don't like if you were in charge? Because you observe it all. Your Viani fields are used by select teams, lots of tournaments. Of course, your kids grew up playing. Give us your take.
You know, I love the fact that there are so many kids that are playing. They get the opportunity to play a great game and to hopefully learn lessons from coaches. And that's my thing is that, you know, I always told people that when they questioned how much money we spent on hockey and baseball for my sons, it was like, hey, if they're learning lessons, I don't care what I'm paying. And so hopefully they're learning lessons there. You know, the things that I probably like the least about youth baseball is I don't like the fact that I think it's too much about winning. At a really early age, I think that's bad. I think that the kids just need to learn to grow as players. I think the other thing, too, is everybody, and it's no different from year to year. There's always something new, and I think that people try to hook on that to make some money to give lessons, and you know, the whole thing now with Launch Angle, I think that that's something that's good for professional players and older college players, but I think they're trying to start that a little bit too young with kids, and I think it's probably messing up a few swings here and there along the way.
What if you had a 10-year-old and you wanted him to develop some arm strength? What's the safest, best, and most effective way?
Just go out there and play catch. I think that's the thing that people don't do enough of is just play catch on a regular basis. And, you know, that's the biggest thing. It's just and lengthen it out. And lengthen it out can be a lot of different things for a lot of kids because some kids just don't have the ability to strengthen it that much. And so I just playing some long catch is one of the best things.
I imagine that one of the toughest things about your job is when you have to cut players or you can't play certain players. Guys that are really good, and then Vianney, you are so good, and you have kids that don't get a chance to play.
I will tell everybody this, and I know for some people it doesn't really matter a whole lot, but the day that we have to cut people is the day that I look forward to the least throughout the entire year. I mean, it's something that I just absolutely hate doing because I understand what I'm doing. I'm taking an opportunity away from a kid to do something he really wants. And it's not saying that he is a bad baseball player. It's just, unfortunately, sometimes he's not good enough to really make it at our level. I've had some kids that have gone on to play college baseball at some lower schools and that didn't make our team. And that's always tough, too. I mean, but, you know, last year in particular, the last 2 years, we had such a skew with the number of talented kids we had. I mean, last year we had 14 kids that signed to play college baseball.
14 on the senior class?
Out of the senior class.
Wow.
And unfortunately, two of them, and I regret, I mean, two of them actually didn't even play with us. It was, that's how talented and how deep it was. And those are tough for me as a coach.
I should know this, but have you had a major leaguer yet?
I had two. I coached, even Bobby Keppel went to DeSmet. I actually coached him when he was 12 years old. We went to Japan for a tournament. And then Matt Tracy had a cup of coffee with the Yankees a few years ago as well, too. So two guys that have made it up.
Awesome. Finally, just in a nutshell, 60 seconds, tell me what your coaching philosophy is. What do you try to wake up and try to do every day as the head coach at Vianney?
You know, my biggest thing is at the end of the year, I want to make sure that every kid that plays, whether he's a starter, whether he's a person who's just on the bench, that can look back and say, I'm really glad I played. I learned a lot from that. I know that I fail at that, like most coaches do on a regular basis, but it's something I strive for. And I try to make sure even those kids that aren't playing a lot get something out of it because very few people we have. I mean, two guys in 27 years that have played professional baseball or made it all the way. That's not a lot. So they're going to become fathers, they're going to become husbands, employers, and I just want to make sure they've learned lessons from me.
Coach, congratulations. Scott Brown, National Coach of the Year, the head coach at Vianney High School. And this is the first time I've ever interviewed somebody who's wearing the exact same shirt, the Mizzen Main. Can you testify just how cool that thing is?
This is awesome. Just got it the other day for my birthday from my sister, and it is extremely comfortable.
Yeah, you can play golf in it. It's the thing that Mickelson wears. It's just unbelievable.
It moves around well.
Good work. Coach, appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Frank.
All right, that's Scott Brown. We'll come back with Martin Kilcoyne right after this.